what do you call it? Is there a general word for all these things? Well, you might say, well, some dirty... some little...
Yes, but I can't think of
it.
Varmint. Varmint, something like that. But many years ago, I had a big old rooster going out north of the barn. I said, look out, fella. Fox here will get you. Less than a week, sure enough, he got him. But I scared him and he dropped the rooster and I got him.
How about squirrels?
Oh, lots of them here.
Do you have any different names for different kinds of squirrels?
Oh, there's a tree squirrel. There's what they call a chipmunk. I suppose they're on the same order. And we have the ground squirrels. They destroy corn. They're what they used to call soil mixers. But they don't do it very extensive.
How about the kind of bird that goes up to a tree and takes his bill and goes like that to it?
Woodpecker. We've got some batteries too. Used to be what they called a blue jay. They were so destructive. They'd get in and they'd destroy other eggs and nests. Mm-hmm. Starlings are very bad around that too. Look a little like a black hawk.
Mm-hmm. We had a lot of starlings up there.
Yeah.
They did.
Yeah.
Don't so much, you don't have any birds at all anymore. They got this elm disease and they've been spraying all the trees and killed all the birds.
Those things are all right, but they're detriment. Mm-hmm. They have elm trees up there?
Oh, they're all over. You know, Elmhurst is right near Wheaton. Elmhurst.
Yeah, oh yeah, Princeton down here they got too.
They're all dying. Trees. I got two big elm trees in front of my house at home.
I have a remedy, of course. Fellow tried it.
Really?
Just bore a hole about 4 inches down into the slant. This one put...
in the trunk, that is?
Yes. Zinc, iron zinc. Oxide, zinc oxide.
Zinc oxide.
What is that, a crystal?
It must be
because
it is.
Done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, 6-8 holes are on. Mm-hmm. Plug it up and drive some nails in every 2 inches clear on. They claim it saves the trees. Of course, when they're pretty good. I have a sister-in-law's got 2 Danny shade trees in her home and she's a widow. I've been tempted to go over and over with her trees. I put it in the county paper down here.
I guess it's an amphibian or something. It goes bleh, 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 like that in the swamp.
That's a toad
or a
frog. Uh-huh. Make a lot of noise.
Do you have any spring frogs?
Yeah.
You ever call it a peeper?
No. Spring frog.
How about worms around the kind you take fishing, for example?
Angle worms. Yeah. They're the ones that I never could understand. You cut them in two on both ends and live. I never could understand. It
doesn't make any sense. And how about a large earthworm? Any name for that? A large angle worm, maybe.
No, not especially.
Nightcrawler? You ever hear of a nightcrawler?
Yes, they're nightcrawlers. They use them for fishing, too.
Mm-hmm.
And they use these grub worms, too, for fishing. They're a white one, about 2 inches long. You find them around a straw stack, an old straw stack. Of course, there's no straw stacks anymore.
Mm-hmm. How about dragonflies?
Yes.
Did you call them a snake feeder? Just a dragonfly.
Dragonflies.
Mm-hmm. And how about a? You ever heard of a superstition that you shouldn't eat this particular kind of seafood in months having an R in it?
No.
You ever hear of a superstition like that?
No.
Oyster.
Oh, I never.
You ever hear one?
Uh-huh.
You ever eat oysters?
Yes. I'm like my father. I'd rather have the juice of crackers than I would the birds. I'm not very keen. We grow a vegetable oyster. Just putting her as good as the oysters.
Yes.
Well, what do they call them? They don't call them oysters. We grow them in the garden.
Okay. The kind of things that gets in the closet, they're an insect, get in the closet and they eat the wool and the clothes or what?
Moth.
And so you might say, I just saw three.
Full of moth?
Or I just saw three.
Are
these same things? Three what?
Moths.
Okay.
I got something fixed then.
Yeah.
Shut that thing off, I'm telling you.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, let's go.
Okay. Well, I don't want to take, so much of your time. That's a problem.
No.